Gas has not been this cheap since March. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Gasoline is back below $4 a gallon now. $3.99 is the nationwide average, according to the Automobile Association. Across a swath of the South and Southeast, it's close to $3.60 a gallon. In California, it's still $5.38. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler with a teachable moment.
It's not exactly the same as the three most important things about real estate, but it turns out location matters a lot when it comes to how much you're paying to fill up your gasoline tank. Hugh Daigle teaches petroleum and geosystems engineering at the University of Texas.
The two big things right now that are driving the differences in price that you see regionally have a lot to do with differences in state taxes and also the transportation component.
That transportation component Daigle's talking about is the cost involved in getting the gas from where it's produced to where you buy it. On the Gulf Coast, refineries are relatively close to population centers. Think Houston and New Orleans. But on the West Coast, refineries are more isolated and there's less pipeline infrastructure, which means higher gas prices aren't just a California thing.
Yeah, even Oregon, Washington State, you're still going to be subject to those transportation costs.
Now, that's the supply side of things. Akshay Rao at the University of Minnesota says there's a demand element here, too.
People buy gasoline not because they like gasoline, right? Nobody goes window shopping for gasoline. It's a means to an end. It provides the benefit. And the benefit is getting from point A to point B in a particular fashion.
Rao says it's not just about getting there. It's getting there in the way that fits your lifestyle, whether that's a family taking kids to soccer practice in a minivan or a contractor delivering lumber in their pickup. Neither are necessarily the most fuel-efficient vehicles out there. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And I don't even want to bring up what you're paying if you need diesel or have a high-compression engine that needs that more stable formulation of gas, known as Supreme or Premium. Many think Premium is more powerful gas or somehow a treat for the car. No, look it up. Experts say if your engine is listed for regular, the higher grades don't do much for you other than cost you money. There's news the government of South Korea plans to phase out its many flood-prone basement apartments in the capital Seoul. This after record-breaking rain this week caused flooding that killed at least 10 people. The BBC's Will Leonardo has more.
Semi-basement apartments known as Banji-ha are commonly rented out to those on low incomes in Seoul. One featured heavily in the Oscar-winning film Parasite, which highlighted wealth disparities in South Korea. Earlier this week, three family members drowned trapped inside the Banji-ha during some of the country's heaviest rainfall on record. The president, Yoon Sun-yeol, visited the location of the tragedy. Afterwards, he apologized and called for better housing safety. Seoul officials now say they will no longer give permits to construct such homes and will gradually convert existing ones. But it's a big task. It's thought there are around 200,000 basement or semi-basement apartments in the city.
Late last summer, rain-driven floodwaters killed at least 11 people in basement apartments in New York City, which are often illegal units not permitted by code.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Can a rusting blast furnace or a decaying mine head or an old gas tank be beautiful? There's a new photography exhibit at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art that may help you see the invisible. It features the generally black and white photos of the German artists Berndt and Hilla Becher. Art critic Blake Gopnik is really into these and joins us now. Blake, welcome.
Hey there, David. How you doing?
Good. I mean, in a way, this work is like driving down I-95, the Jersey Turnpike, through Linden, New Jersey. Not something you spend a lot of time looking at, these industrial creations. But this wife and husband team of photographers looked at them, didn't ignore, and looked closely.
Yeah, they just photographed all of these industrial sites. I can't say that there's a lot of art out there that's about economics, but this is clearly about economics. This is about how the West rose to be an industrial superpower, you know, how Germany recovered after the war. It was heavy industry. So all of these things are kind of tokens of that piece of history of how we came to be as rich as we are today.
I know whenever television does stories about the economy, capital letter T and E, you know, you have pictures of dollars being printed or something. But if you want to like see the economy, they were seeing it through their lens. You could see the economy.
Absolutely. For me, these Bescher photographs are really about an earlier model for how the world, how the economy should come together. And I think it's really looking back on them and saying, wait a minute, was that order, you know, everyone thinking about efficiency, the best way to design a water tower, was that really a good way for the society to be thinking, to be organized? Or maybe it's something we need to, in a sense, put into our past. And I think that's partly what the Beschers are doing in the show at the Met. I mean, it's incredibly gorgeous, but pretty poignant as well. I mean, this is a world that's gone.
That's interesting. It's like when people are in East Texas and see an old windmill on a farm that's fallen half apart, and it's obviously a great shot to get if you're carrying a camera. But it's poignant. It's times gone by.
Yeah, it's a different world altogether. And it's one I think we have sort of mixed feelings about. After all, a lot of people suffered in that old industrial age, and it spewed more carbon into our air than we'll ever be able to deal with. So I think the Beschers really capture the kind of mixed feelings we all have about the industrial past and the fact that we've put it into the past, that we're in a new world now, which maybe, though more colorful, is not really necessarily a smarter world than the world of industry that the Beschers were looking at.
Art critic Blake Gopnik wrote about this in the New York Times. He's author of the big Andy Warhol biography. He's now working on a book about the Philadelphia collector Albert Barnes. Blake, thank you for this.
A pleasure, David.
Now, the Met's exhibit is up through early November, but if New York's a little far and you want to see examples of those photos now, pop over to marketplace.org. I have some there. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.